Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, the big guy over there. He is Brian. He is back. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. It seems so weird time right now. It's everything is just getting regurgitated, and it's all what was old is now new again in the headlines.
Yeah, I mean, when you got nothing new, you might as well just create another paper mache bunch of people to go and vote for again, or at least do the same thing over and over again. Because again, when you're conservative, you're not really worried about things that are new or trying to change or trying to get better at anything. You're just trying to go backwards and keep things the same way. And when you got that as your that's where I am, nothing new is going to happen. And that's why you get into these year-long idiotic cycles of insanity, especially when the GOP controls this part of the state.
Yeah.
This whole state. They're going to do the same thing over and over again because none of them have ever come up with a new idea other than let's punish people more. Or let's stop them from being able to vote. Or let's find a way to punish somebody who isn't us. Because again, none of these rules, none of these things that they want to do, none of these proposals ever really affect rich white people. Huh?
No.
Never. Oh, except for the giving, having to pay less taxes and that type of thing.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. Everybody's got to work across the aisle towards them. But, they've never, ever compromised with anybody else ever. So.
No, you always got to meet them in the middle, and they're constantly taking steps backwards. Did you see that? I'm sure that you didn't see. I'm sure you didn't see this cover story over the Cap Times, but our friend Scott Ross was the first person that shared it out, and I saw it then on Twitter. And Scott Ross was pretty much he had. Unfortunately, I can't read the tweet on air because it's a little laced with some.
And that's why I love Scott Ross.
But it's not FCC friendly. We'll just leave it at that. And the cover piece by the Cap Times is Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu legislates out of the limelight. And it was the cover of the Cap Times article. I forget if they're biweekly now. I believe they're biweekly. So it's not
I don't know.
Whole month.
I got through half of it and started throwing up. This is a bunch of crap.
I didn't even get through half of it, man.
What a pile of crap.
I scrolled to see how long it was, and I was like, what?
I'm soft. I'm kind of out of the limelight. Dude, you're a freaking leader of the state, and you're representing people in a public forum. You are a public servant, you jackass. Out there and be accountable to the people and not just, I'm scooping eggs for people. I like to stay out of the limelight except for when I'm ruining the entire state by my stupid, no, you can't do that politics.
It's so long. It's such a long puff piece, Brian. It's just all fluff. And the guy's not working. He legislates out of the limelight? He doesn't legislate at all this year, really.
There's no legislation being...
What?
The only thing that he has done is said no. He's gaveled in and gaveled out, and he said, if you try to do other things again to make things better, I will stop you. But not even that, because he can't be bothered to be doing that. He has to go and hand out eggs in the middle of whatever his freaking constituents doing.
Yeah, pancake breakfast and egg gathering event. I don't understand it, Cap Times. Why...
But I don't understand why people are like,
me.
You know what? That's my guy. The one who doesn't want to do anything, that's my guy. Hey, I love Tim Michaels. He's the guy who said nothing.
He's the guy that drives around in his truck just like me.
But when you have nothing and you actually stand for nothing, that's easier for the idiots to go and project what they think on you. Right?
Well,
Tim Michaels and Devin LeMahieu are basically... blank slates for people. Nobody knows about them. Nobody knows who they are, what they really care about, other than not what Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Other than he wants to be governor to do what? What's he going to do?
He alleges that he doesn't want to be a congressman. He doesn't want to be a congressman. He doesn't want to be governor. He just wants to serve the people of his district.
What the hell does that mean?
Which is why
specifically?
He's the Senate Majority Leader. Why would you run to be the Majority Leader then?
If you don't want to be
so that you can actively make sure that the appointees that are supposed to go through the state Senate that are waiting to be approved, Governor Evers' appointees, just sit there and Fred Prenn just allows to be on that board despite his term ending May 1st.
That might be something
that you can just gavel in and gavel out of these legislative gaveling out of the special sessions called for by the governor when Wisconsinites want to see action. give me a break. Like, this is
I'm
such
serving
a,
the people.
It's such a puff piece.
By
Ryan,
doing nothing.
I was like, oh my God. I had to get my. I wanted to talk
can,
about
can
this
you
earlier. Categorically, this week.
Can anyone categorically tell me what Devin LeMahieu stands for? What he cares about? What he wants to do? How does he think he's going to serve this state? The Republicans control everything. How would he, has he proposed anything that would really help out stuff? Or has he just been like, okay, I'll do some coronavirus stuff because, you know, I guess it's kind of serious. But like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a lot of, he's soft. He's outspoken. He's quiet. He likes to run marathons and
oh yeah, there's a whole freaking section about triathlons and small short triathlons. Who gives a crap? Because you know what? If you were actually legislating, you should be. You could triathlon through your freaking district and talk to people. Would you go and talk to door to door? Anything like that? Would you meet anybody? No, you're not, because you're freaking training for stupid triathlon. Rather, if you want to be a triathlete, go get a freaking sponsor and go and do that. If you want to be a legislator, get your ass off of your stupid triathlon bike and get in there and legislate. You don't agree with the Democrats? How about you go and find some sort of common ground between the two of you? That's what people are supposed to do. That's what legislation is supposed to do. But you called your session early, so you can't freaking do that the rest of the year because you'd rather do nothing than try to do anything.
Well, he's gonna go
and don't tell me you're a servant of the people because you freaking gave up.
He caveled out a legislative session in the first week of March. And this puff piece comes out in July talking about how he likes to legislate in the limelight.
Devin LeMahieu, he's out of the limelight. You know what? He should be out of the freaking country because he doesn't believe in democracy. If you believe in democracy, you might actually talk about what would be good for this state.
You might actually appoint the appointees that are supposed to be, confirm the appointees that have been sitting waiting for confirmation for more than a year.
But Luke, you got to understand, this is the genius of the GOP. Since they've run out of ideas and have no plans to make any more, they just put up blank slate candidates that you can just that say platitudes, and you can project whatever your stupid ideas are on them, and they'll go, yeah, let's decertify the election. Everyone seems to want to decertify the election. Yeah, I'm about to certify the election. Okay, great, whatever.
I'm so glad that this got you as riled up as it got me. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. Get into your phone calls when we get back.